Save big on your Labor Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app.
Get tender USDA choice bone-in ribeye steaks for $8.99 a pound with your card and a digital coupon. Then buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
USA, land of the free and home of the ghosts. The amount of true ghost stories that come out of the USA is astounding. And one wonders whether it's the turbulent history, or is there something about the place that even after death, people cannot let it go? Or are there more sinister entities lurking in the shadows, messing with the average person and just watching. Shadow across the doorway. Clinton, Iowa, USA, circa 1990. Juliet says that she was about 5 years old when her experiences started. She had her own room, being the only girl in the house, and her bed faced the doorway of her room. She would often go to bed on her own. However, there were times that she would wake up in the middle of the night. She would watch her doorway, and on recalling her childhood, was never sure why she did. She was just drawn to that area. On some nights, she would notice a black figure or a shadow of a man standing in the doorway. The figure would start out about the size of a small child, but would eventually grow to the height of the doorway. His hands on his waist, and standing legs apart so as to occupy most of the doorway, almost as if he were blocking it. She could see what light there was behind him, and so could clearly see the outline. Initially, she thought it was one of her brothers messing with her, maybe playing a prank. She would call out to whoever it was and tell him to get back to his room. But the figure never moved. When the shadow finally vanished from the doorway, she would run to her older brother's room and sleep in the room with them. This happened on a few occasions, but one particular night, the shadow returned in the same manner, starting out small and growing to the height of the door, just standing there in position and without moving. It seemed to stay there a bit longer than usual, and Juliet was very scared as she held onto her bedsheets. By now, she had long realized that it wasn't someone playing a trick on her, but some other thing appearing at her doorway. She finally spoke to him and said, "Please leave me alone, I am scared." The figure neither moved nor acknowledged her request. He just remained in the doorway. By now, Juliet desperately needed to go to the bathroom. She held on as long as she could, but the figure, for some reason, just wasn't going away. She begged the dark shadow man again to go away. Again, it didn't acknowledge her or move. Thinking back on it now, she reflected on the absurdity of a 5-year-old girl having to negotiate with this scary thing standing in her doorway. She told him that she needed to go to the bathroom, and that she needed to get by him. Juliet, facing the dark figure, took a deep breath, and as she held her breath, got out of bed and headed directly towards the shadow figure in the doorway. Still holding her breath, she ran under his legs and out of the room to get to the toilet without looking back at him. She went and did her business and headed back upstairs to her room, certain he would be gone by that time. On returning to her room, the dark shadow person remained in her doorway. She remembers standing flat against the wall in the hallway, working her way back to her bed, slowly and quietly. She was not even sure why she didn't go to her parents' room or to one of her brother's rooms. She thinks that it was likely because she had previously been told to stay in her own room after sneaking into their room so many times. Juliet just stood in the hallway for a long time, waiting, scared, and heart thumping, knowing she had to get back to her own bed. Finally, she took another deep breath and just shot underneath his legs again directly to her bed. She jumped into her bed, covered her head with the blankets, and lay there, hoping to God that there would be no repercussions from the Shadow Man. For a long time, she stayed that way under her sheets, and when she eventually peeked out from under the blankets, he was gone. Juliet could not recall if she saw the Shadow Man again, but very shortly after this event, it just so happened that the family moved to another house. A few years later, while at the end of primary school, Juliet made a friend. On talking to her, she discovered that the school friend lived at her family's old home, and interestingly, her friend had the same bedroom that she had previously had. She told her friend about her experiences in that room when she had lived there, and wondered if her friend had seen anything similar. Her friend told her that she hadn't seen anything like Juliet had seen, but did say that she could very often hear something in the storage room at night. The storage room was directly next to her room. Juliet suggested that maybe it was a mouse, as the house was located near a pasture. Her friend agreed that it could possibly be a mouse, but that if it was a mouse, it would be a huge mouse. She explained that she could hear things moving around in the storage room, and often hear some heavy footsteps on the other side of her bedroom wall, as if someone were walking around in there. The mystery of what was going on in that house has never been solved, but clearly there is something there. Now, in life and in spirit, our loyal canine companions are always by our side, and it's sad to see that so many dogs suffer from serious health issues. Actress Katherine Heigl's love of animals led her to take some action about this, and through her foundation has helped to save over 16,000 dogs. Many of those rescued dogs had poor health, such as joint problems, odours, and other general health issues. After investing into a ton of research, one main source of these issues was identified: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch creates quality food from quality ingredients and sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped to rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America and the world are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. And I can tell you that my own dog loves Superfood Complete. She just gobbles it all up. Her favorite is the beef flavor. Go to badlandsranch.com/SOS Paranormal and order right now to get 50% off your regular priced order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/SOS Paranormal today.
Save big on your Labor Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get tender USDA choice bone-in ribeye steaks for $8.99 a pound with your card and a digital coupon. Then buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Boy Who Runs, Alaska, USA, circa 1990. Victor lived with his family in Wyoming, USA, until he was about 11 years old. Their household at the time very much relied on his father's income, and his father then received a lucrative job offer up in Alaska. His father accepted the job, and the family moved to Alaska about 6 months later. Victor's parents rented out a house since they hadn't quite found a house they wanted to buy, but buying a place was definitely the plan. Victor's grandfather and an adult cousin helped the family with the move. They arrived at the rental house and set up some air mattresses as a temporary measure until the rest of the furniture arrived. About 2 days after getting to Alaska, his grandfather flew back to Wyoming, but his cousin stayed another 3 days or so. Victor's cousin stayed in the room with him. The first night at this place, though, Victor was not comfortable. Something seemed off about this place, and that soon developed into him having a bad feeling about the house. He feared that once his cousin flew back, that he was going to be scared of his room during the night. Eventually, the day came where his cousin did leave, and from then on, each of his nights were filled with fear and regret. He experienced sounds of the floor creaking outside of his room, and if he looked up to that area, could clearly see that there was no one out there. It sounded as if someone were walking around right outside of his room, but the constant disruptions kept him on edge, and it would take him hours to fall asleep each night. This same thing happened night after night, and sleeping on blow-up mattresses didn't make it any easier. Soon, the rest of their furniture arrived, which included his usual bed. That night, he went to bed feeling quite secure in his old bed. That feeling of comfort and security was soon shattered when he started to hear the sounds of a little child's footsteps right above him in the attic. Now, the entrance to the attic was to the left of his bed, which made things even more terrifying. And all night, every night, he would hear these little kids' footsteps running around right above him as if there were a child playing. Soon, another thing started to happen as his closet door would open slightly, as if someone or something was opening it up from the inside. These occurrences were so consistent every night to the point that he would cry so loud that his parents would hear and come barging into the room to shut him up. Strangely, Victor said that his parents yelling at him gave him a feeling that he was safe and that there was nothing to worry about. While his parents were in his room, the noise would stop, and as soon as they left and Victor tried to get back to sleep, the noises above him would start again. A year or so later, he had some friends over to his house, and they decided to do something foolish and made a Ouija board to play with it. They started the game and believed that they got into contact with a spirit. The spirit told them that it was a little boy, and Victor asked him if he was the one running in the attic at night. He said yes. Victor then asked him to stop, and the spirit replied through the Ouija board, "I'm sorry, but I can't." And that's where the conversation ended. Eventually, his parents bought a house and they moved. And the very first night in the new house, he heard again what sounded like little kids' footsteps running around the living room. Annoyed, Victor went out and looked and saw that there was no one there. He then oddly started having dreams at night that he would be getting chased by something, and then this little boy would pop out of nowhere to save him. After having dreams like this for a while, they eventually stopped, and he no longer heard the running footsteps again. Just what was going on? And was there really a ghost boy? Did he have an attachment? Or was there something more sinister playing games? Hi guys, we need your stories. This show is made up of the real life experiences that have been shared with me over the years. So, if you have ever had a paranormal experience, ghost, alien, weird creatures, whatever, please contact me, seekersosparanormal@gmail.com. email details in the description. Player 3. Houston, Texas, USA, circa 1994. When Amin's daughters were very young, about 2.5 and 1.5 years old, they all lived with Amin's parents in Houston for a time, in a house that had just been bought. Amin had conducted some amateur paranormal investigations with his friends at different places, just for the fun of it. And, on one of those investigations, late at night, he and his friend encountered several cold spots. One of the cold spots they found only came to be about 90 centimeters or 3 feet tall. While he had his hand on the cold spot, he closed his eyes and got the image of a young girl, thin and sickly looking, with blonde hair and blue eyes, dressed in an old-fashioned dress. Amin told his friend at the time, and only his friend, about what he saw in his mind. He was actually shocked that he'd had this experience, and tried to make sense of it. About a month and a half later, he was at home, and the girls were running around the house playing. They looked like they were chasing each other, until he noticed that they were both looking over their shoulders, almost as if there was someone else chasing them. They were laughing, so they were clearly having fun playing, and weren't scared of whatever it was. Intrigued, Amin stopped them to ask what was chasing them. "The little girl," his older daughter said. "What little girl?" he asked. "The little girl that lives here," she stated matter-of-factly. "What does this little girl look like?" he asked her. She thought for a moment, as if trying to explain it better, and likely not quite understanding what her father was talking about. As she couldn't give a direct answer, Amin asked her some follow-up questions. Questions like, "Who is she? And what colour is her hair? And how tall is she?" Eventually, the description his daughter gave was the exact image he had gotten in his head at the previous paranormal investigation. His daughter described a thin girl that looked kind of sick, and that she had blonde hair and blue eyes, and was wearing what his daughter called an old-fashioned dress. Amin remembered the chills going down his spine, because he had not told the girls about that experience at all. Oddly, after that day, the girls never spoke of the little girl again. If you'd like to submit your own chilling true tale, so that your story might be featured in one of these episodes, contact me through our website at www.chillingtruetales.com or on email on seekersosparanormal@gmail.com. Email details are in the description. Thanks again for joining me. Until next time.
Save big on your Labor Day barbecue. All in the Kroger app.
Get tender USDA choice bone-in ribeye steaks for $8.99 a pound with your card and a digital coupon. Then buy 2, get 3 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.